Hello and welcome to the Car Sim and Race Driver Show. We are now live. That's right. We are live on Podbean and we are also live on YouTube via StreamYard. So if you want to comment, feel free. And you can email us at info@hughhattrick.com. Now, alongside me for the first time in 2020, none other than Andrew Dixon.
Hello again.
It's good to see you, Andrew. Yeah. You've got absolute bounds worth of notes there. Everything that I have missed, which I have done rather a lot. So I'm quite sure we'll have an action-packed, information-packed show everyone tonight. But it's great to have all our audience with us. Yeah. Thank you for joining us, whether you're watching us on YouTube or on Podbean. It's great to see you and have us here in the studio in the Scottish Borders. Well, we've had a very busy week. Right. Yesterday, I had James Kellett on the show. That was fantastic, actually. He has beaten Lando Norris. He has beaten Jamie Chadwick. Right. And he was racing in the Ginetta G5 championship, if I get that right. And he has won that championship twice.
Right.
And he also won last year in 2018. And he's going to be driving in GT4 this year. So it's going to be something. Mm-hmm. And he said, if we can come to one of the races, he will take us into the garage and show us his car. So I'm going to keep him to that. Mm-hmm. I did say we're going to have to take him some champagne.
It's on video, so.
Exactly. So it can't be edited or taken out. But we've had a fantastic time. And of course, we've had Josh Martin the week before, who was the F1 esports creator. Well, he puts together all these incredible Formula One esports championships. And really, really lovely guy and went into huge depth. Into all of about sim racing.
And did he not invite you as well?
He said that as well, that he would put us in touch with some other Formula One drivers, potentially an F1 esports driver.
Right.
So that will hopefully come about quite soon as well. We'll keep you posted. And we've also, we had David Perrell, and he went into incredible, in depth for what it's like to drive a racing car and how to get the best out of sim racing and GT sport. So if you haven't seen those videos or the podcast, they're on our Podbean channel, which is under the...
But have those points increased your times? Or
they have.
Right.
Yeah, so he's very good. Right. And especially when I was down at Simtrack, we must call out to Adam Croft and James Kellett at simtrack.co.uk, because when we went down there with Jonathan and I and we raced in the Ginetta, I learned an awful lot in that, even in that 15-minute shot.
Not to see the red mist and just go for it.
Oh, yeah. I only spun once, to be fair. And that's because he said you've got to go harder on the throttle.
Right.
And that was coming out of, I think it was turn three at Silverstone. And then I thought, oh, it's almost on there. But they're great cars. But I got a time that was only about 2.5 seconds of his time. It wasn't too bad, actually. Give me some more time and I'll have you. But no, they were really, really good. And it is the Leeds and the Norse Premier Simulator Centre. And they're doing extremely well, actually. They've got a lot of big clients coming in, which is great fun. But they've got lots of competitions so that you can just phone them up, arrange a time and go in there and have a great... They do like parties and work events too. But I think we've called out to all of the people that we've had on the show. On tonight's show, let's have the headlines, Andrew.
Yeah, we've got a mention of the Andrew Cowan Memorial last weekend. We've got Racing Point news.
Yes.
F1 news. Yeah. Chinese Grand Prix news. We've got Hamilton news coming up.
Wow.
Jim Clark Rally. And some news on the Motorsport Museum along the road there.
Fantastic.
And I think we should get started on that.
Right. Well, okie dokie. So it is Andrew Cowan's memorial.
Yeah.
Now that just happened there on Saturday.
Yeah. And there was people there from as far afield as Australia. I mean, the people who stood up and gave their speeches said wherever he went, Andrew made friends. He was a really lovely guy. The vicar even said he was taken too soon. He was 82, but you know, you still felt he was young.
Who was the vicar then, did it?
Grace.
Oh, great.
Grace, I think she covers Kelso as well.
Oh, I think I know who that is. Yeah.
I can't remember her last name.
Yeah. But no, I mean, this, when speaking to Kenny McLean, who was on the show as well a few weeks ago, He was saying over 500 people
turned up.
Amazing, really. And over 100 people turned up to the Motorsport Museum at Museum Clark Museum.
The church was packed. I was up in the...
Oh, wow, in the top.
Yeah.
Wow, was it busy up it in the top as there, well? Yeah, they've never had a turnout like that for years, you know?
And there was a great video show at the front and all photos of him going right back to when he was a kid.
Wow. Well, we really have to, you know, pass on our sympathies to Linda, because we had an interview with Andrew just in October of 2018, and it really was really interesting, and he showed us around, you know, he went into huge depth as well over his career, and we were hoping to go back, but unfortunately the way things worked out, we weren't able to, but
fingers crossed we might still get another chance to go back.
So. Yeah, and see what he's done. But it was an incredible memorial, and you know, it's in the blood in the borders, isn't it? It's he was very close to Jim Clark and Douglas Niven and
Dave Richards was there, Robert Reed, and the Robert Reed and Richard Burns rally car was there as well in front of the museum.
Wow. Yeah. So now that's really quite
and well Tommy Mackinnon came across to see Andrew one last time in October. And he left a great tribute to him as well. Tommy was a great friend, and well, it was Andrew that told him to calm the beans a bit on his first rally, or else Andrew knew he was going to go off. And that led to his first race win and then his first title year.
Because he just was winning everything after that, didn't he?
Yeah.
The Mitsubishi was so strong.
Andrew just said, look, calm down a bit. You're miles ahead, calm it. Take it easy a bit.
No, it's quite a thing. So no, that would have been an amazing event actually. Yeah. We were unfortunately away for other reasons on that day, but it was quite good. Yeah. That's the thing.
So Andrew was the Berwickshire District Motor Club president for over 50 years. I think that was just after Jim.
Yeah.
So now the new president is Louise Aitken Walker.
And she's been there for a while.
Yeah.
We need to get Louise on the show. Actually, I think that would be fantastic to get Louise on the show, but
Andrew's they always said he was really modest. I mean, people had to persuade him to become a member of the BRDC. He thought his achievements didn't count to become a member.
Yeah. And he drove Formula One cars. Remember,
that Berwickshire could have had two F1 drivers at the same time.
Andrew
said, no, you can.
He prefers his cars. Mm-hmm. That's incredible, really.
Yeah.
Amazing stories from an era of motorsport that will never be repeated.
But according to everyone who was there, he worked hard, but he played harder. So.
He
was a great guy. So it was good to attend the memorial.
Yeah. Oh well, that's the thing. Yeah. Right. What's next on the headlines?
Now the big news is that Lawrence Stroll has bought a big share in Aston Martin to save that firm. So as of next year, Racing Point is going to be rebranded Aston Martin.
They
haven't been on the F1 grid since the 50s.
Wow.
So
it's going to be very nostalgic, isn't it? Kind of quite retro.
Yeah.
I think they could be quite good, and then that'll probably mean that Stroll will be there for a while.
Yeah.
As well, and it'll keep it
standing. I think he's put in, 150 million or something.
Yeah, and Perez obviously is contracted for quite a few years too.
Yeah.
So they might start going up the grid again as well.
So next year we've got Aston Martin and Alfa Romeo's there as well, and they weren't there.
It's all happening.
Mm-hmm. What was Racing Point before? But they were Force India. And before that, were they not Jordan?
Yes, I think a long
Force
time
India
ago.
Bought Jordan.
Perhaps one of our listeners might be able to tell us. They can email us or make a comment, and we can maybe get the answer, because we don't always have all the answers there. But we'll see how it all goes. That will be something. There was a very interesting piece that Fernando Alonso had written, but I think it was slightly misquoted, and he said that people aren't exploiting Hamilton's weaknesses. But actually, it was more the fact is, you know, if he decides to come back, they push Hamilton in a particular way. I mean, and the thing was, Alonso and Hamilton, especially when they were in the same team, were pretty kind of, they were really going after each other. But I think Hamilton won that battle though overall. But I think obviously maybe Alonso has had that time to be able to see how he works.
Yes, he's had that, and now he's stepped away, and I think he is. Seen some of his weaknesses, because Hamilton does lose the rag a bit,
if he doesn't get the right kind of strategy, if he doesn't agree with his team. And I still think Alonso's got it. I still think he can come back and do pretty well. I don't think it's just all young drivers.
He's still got at least a couple more years in F1. Yeah. I mean, he's trying for the Indy 500 again this year, and he's just done the Dakar Rally. He came 13th in that. Carlos Sainz won it for the third time.
Wow. Yeah. That Carlos Sainz senior.
Senior.
That's incredible.
He's, I think he's over 60 now.
Yeah. I mean, he had some big shunts of him in the Toyota do a kind of barrel roll.
Yeah, but he won it for the third time.
And there were huge shunts in the Dakar. I saw one of the, like, it was one of the big trucks. Well, somebody just ran straight into it.
Two motorbike riders died in it. Or one died in it and then one died afterwards of injuries.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Yeah. So it's quite a
it's dangerous, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's because it travels so far and it's in the desert and different things. Yeah. So no, it's quite a thing. But yeah, and we have news on Formula W, don't we?
Yeah, that's
we're always keen on Formula W. I wonder why.
That's gonna be a support race for Formula One at the end of the year.
That's right, in October. It's gonna be for the Mexican Grand Prix. And also the United States GP, so the US Grand Prix. And I think it's going to be brilliant because I get Sky Sports. And if you see all the build-up is great. And, of course, at that time of year, it's a bit later in the afternoon. So it means that you'll probably get the races about one or two in the afternoon British time because they'll be in the morning. And then you'll get, because obviously they do GP2 or now they do F2, of course, F3. And then they'll have the Formula W. And I mean, there's no doubt it will increase the people watching it. And because it's a full, on race day, it's a full crowd.
It was on Channel 4 last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think on a Saturday.
Yeah.
There's going to be 10 different drivers this year. The 10.
It's 10 new ones.
Yes.
And 14 of them have been kept the previous year.
We'll see how Jamie Chadwick does this year.
And Abby Eaton is there too. And I think she could be really, really good. We're always hoping we'll get an interview with her. And I met her at a driving event, a company car event last year, and she did say she would do it. So if anyone knows Abby Eaton, come on. You said you would do one. We'd love to have you on the show, or even over from the internet. We can do it online. That'd be fantastic. But we wish her all the best as well for Formula W Series. I'm sure she'll do that.
And the winner gets 15 points towards the F1 Super License this year. So. More
and gets taken out with Flavio Briatore. Yes, with his latest F1 team. But there was a very interesting story about that. He employed a female racing driver who was notoriously bad, who spun twice. I think I never even made it into the race.
Right.
But she got there for different reasons. But Flavio was quite happy. So, so that would be good. I think it would be really interesting though, because if these guys can win the championships, if they can actually do well, and if they can, and you know, if the Formula W drivers eventually end up doing test driving for Formula One, and if they can, you know, if they can compete doing the same lap times, all for it. You know, I think it'd be quite good.
Yeah, I mean, we need another female Formula One driver.
Yeah,
it's been quite a while now. So.
Well, I mean, Susie Wolf was almost on the cusp of it, but you kind of think, because you felt she would have been really good. Yeah. I think she was really decent, and she was there not because of all this kind of feminist stuff. She actually got there on merit. She actually, you know, was working there, and you kind of thought it would have been really good to see if she could have done it.
I mean, there's been IndyCar female drivers, Danica Patrick. Yeah.
One. I remember Nigel Mansell saying that woman had a huge crash and nearly took his head off.
Right.
Because it must have flown over his car or something. It must have been back in 93, 94 or thereabouts when he was doing his IndyCar season there. It was quite exciting. So we'll see what happens.
And we've got some coronavirus news. Hello, everyone.
Yeah. That's why you haven't seen Andrew for a while.
I am sniffling.
No, you should have said, man. Get the wipes. Get the blooming wipes. Yeah,
the Chinese Formula E race has been cancelled for March of fears. So Dario's not going to get to China.
I don't think he'll be too disappointed.
No. And the Chinese Grand Prix. Yeah, the Chinese Grand Prix, they're still squabbling today whether to hold it or to postpone it till later in the year. But
I think they should postpone it. They've got enough races anyway.
Yeah.
I think they've got actually more than enough. Yeah. I think they've got too many. I think it's too many races in the season now.
Yeah, so the Chinese Grand Prix, they do want to move it, but that looks under threat for April anyway.
Who's taking it to Imola? Mm-hmm. They could use Imola or do somewhere else, or give it an extra race at Silverstone or somewhere, or Donington.
Or have a free weekend for a change.
or just not have it. Yeah. But, well, I mean, it's good if they can do something, but I'm going to try to think, what other tracks would be really good?
Charter Hall.
It might be a little bit rough. A few potholes, but...
No not as bad as the Borders Road.
No, certainly. But what would be, actually, that would be the thing for our listeners here. What track would you like to see replace the Chinese Grand Prix?
Donington.
Yeah, I think that would be amazing. Yeah. I don't think, could you have another race and another track that would be used later on in the year? I'm thinking like, you know, Silverstone, I mean, I'm sure they could do it, and it gets a great turnout, but if it's in like March or April time, be pretty cold.
Yeah.
But no, that would be, I'm just trying to think, what tracks that they used to use that they don't. Indian Grand Prix. Mm-hmm. You know, I really like that track. That was a great one. And South Korea was very good, but maybe that's too near China to kind of have that kind of issue, isn't it?
But if it's not just for the drivers, it's for the fans as well. So if they'll be going unprotected and spreading coronavirus further.
I think that it would be sensible to put that one away. Maybe they go to Magny Cours in France. Yeah,
Paul Ricard.
Yeah, actually a really boring race there later on in the year. But you know, it's like he had all this build up and then it happened, and twice it's been really nothing. Well, it's not been, but not that great.
But I'm looking forward to Zandvoort again.
Yes, that should be good. Yeah, that will be. I think that will be quite fun. They've done a lot of work actually. Right. I've taken away a lot of the grass verges and obviously to comply with F5 standards and that. But because it's been a year since they've done that one. So that would be good. Or South Africa, that would be another one. Kyalami.
Yeah.
I remember some great races at Kyalami in the 90s that were always quite good. And that would be in South Africa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've not had a Grand Prix in a long time. But it was like Australia. I mean, I liked it when it was in, it wasn't Sydney, where was it? When it was in Melbourne just now. Adelaide.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be in Adelaide. Yeah. That was a great track. That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. Adelaide would be quite fun. Or Bathurst. Mm-hmm. That would be incredible.
Or New Zealand. We've
got some tracks. We've got some pretty good big tracks over there. Mm-hmm. That would be actually quite fun. I'd quite enjoy that. I'm just trying to think, because the US already has, well, it's got the one in Texas that's in Houston, or sorry, in Austin. But I'm just trying to think where else. I mean, really,
well, they're still squabbling over whether to hold a Miami one on the streets, but
they've changed it. I'm not massively,
no,
I don't know if it's kind of, because I think when they have a lot of IndyCar races that are there, and they're all right for that, but Formula One, it needs to be really good, and I think actually having a circuit for it is quite good, apart from Monaco, that really does it. And to be fair, Azerbaijan, that is a brilliant racetrack. I mean, that has really worked. Most of the races that went there have been really exciting. And it's spectacular, the scenery too, the buildings and all the way. And it, you know, comes from really wide to this incredibly narrow as it goes past the castle. It's a brilliant, absolutely fantastic circuit. And normally gives some really good racing, you know. That would be quite interesting. I wonder what we'll get. We need to get some comments here. Make sure, tell us what you think would be. There's a comment, let us know what you think as to where a Grand Prix could be held if the Chinese Grand Prix is cancelled. I think that would be. I still think Imola would be great to go back there again. They've not been there for a long time. That would be something. Or Brands Hatch. Now that would be something in the probably snowing in April. It would be a bit chilly. But you never know. So let's go on with the show.
And Matt Neal has had a bike crash as well. So I think he's in doubt for starting the touring car this year. Yeah.
Right.
He's quite badly injured.
Well, actually, has he broken a few bones?
Right into a tree, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
I think he's in a race for fitness this year.
Yeah, well, some of the touring car drivers, I mean, a few years ago had some big shunts, and it took them quite a while to recover.
I'm sure a couple never even made it back to racing. There was that big one, the Rob Collard crash, and someone went right into the side. I'm sure he's not back. I can't remember his name, but I don't think he's back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness me. No, there are some quite dangerous bits.
So Matt Neal hopefully will be back this year. But I'll try and get more news for next time.
What's next?
Lewis Hamilton hasn't even begun contract talks with Mercedes, which is interesting because Ferrari really want them, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think they desperately need someone to lift the team a bit, because I think the Vettel, Leclerc thing is a bit too much of an interior battle, and rather than actually going out there.
But Ferrari have also signed Leclerc's brother now.
Yeah, for the thingy team, for the program, haven't they? So I just don't know. It's going to, I mean, similarly, they were saying he wanted a huge amount of money from Mercedes,
right,
like about 50 million or 70 million a year or something.
And yet there's talk that Mercedes want to pull out now. So
yeah, although there was a thing I saw today saying that Toto Wolff said we're definitely in for 2021. Right. I think that's just to probably do a bit of negotiation here and there when they're paying their bills, or how much money they get for the FIA and so on. But yeah, no, it's going to be interesting. I mean, I think the cars for next year look fantastic. Mm. But I think hopefully this year, because there hasn't been too many regulations.
Yeah, we should have had a look before we launched it.
Yeah, it looks a bit like the old Porsche designs. Yeah, but no, it's pretty decent, actually.
And Grosjean's still there?
Yeah, he's not flying through the air.
I forgot to find out what Kubica's doing. I'm sure he's a test driver this year.
Yeah,
I can't remember who for, though.
Perhaps again.
Please let us know.
No, that's the thing. Now, remember, for all our viewers and our listeners, you can support us. If you visit HughHaptic.com, you can buy a copy of the Orlando Guide, which I have there, or go on to Cardio Advisor, and you can go, if you're wherever you are in the world, we've got over 53,000 locations through our car rental link, and you can get a fantastic deal on any car rental you might require. So it's a great way to support the show as we do this voluntary. And you can tell we're not paid quite yet. But so we've got lots of amazing headlines.
After the short comeback at the end of last year, the Jim Clark Rally has come back full time at the end of May. I think it's the 29th to the 31st of May, or something like that. But there's, if you want to go online, have a look. They're wanting to know what people think as to taking it away from Berwickshire. They're going to have it starting in Duns, but they're wanting stages over Scottsview.
All right, well, that's a fair bit away, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
It'll have, if they show it live or on YouTube, it'll be great seeing them go over Scottsview. But
whereabouts exactly is Scottsview again?
It's near Earlston.
All right, okay. Yeah, that might be all right. Mm-hmm.
But it'll be a great stage across here, but it will be dangerous.
Yeah. Well, then that kind of adds to the whole thing. But as long as it's mainly around, you know, a lot of it in Duns, the essential stuff will be in Duns. I don't have any issue with that. And if they can get more coverage and live stuff on YouTube, then I think that's even better. Mm-hmm. I think that would be really good.
But as you say, I think it brings in at least 2 million a year. So
it's worth it.
We've missed it the past 5 years.
Well, I managed to get it down when they were doing the jump at at Gavinton, in the famous water spray thing that they go through, and it was really good. So I'm looking forward to doing that in slightly warmer conditions in the end of May. It would be fantastic to do that. But let us know what you think. Do you think the Jim Clark Rally should go out of Duns a bit more and go further afield and hopefully spread its coverage, and so people can look forward to seeing that as well? But I have to say, what are the points? What, in motorsport terms, what are you looking forward to this year?
The touring cars had some great races last year, the ones I caught, so I think I'm looking forward to them. I'm hoping now that Penske's bought IndyCar and the Indy 500 circuit.
All right.
Yeah, wow. Roger Penske's bought them both. Yeah. That we're going to get it on terrestrial TV, because it was only on, on Eurosport or something last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just like the wrestling, I hope they do highlights and put it on something like Channel 5. I'd like to see more IndyCar, because
it's pretty close racing.
Yeah,
they do it in some quite fun conditions, in different kind of places, all the airfields.
I think Tony Kanaan's only doing part of the races this year, and that'll be his final year after 20 years.
Wow. Yeah.
And Helio Castroneves, I think, is just back for the 500.
Interruptions, live interruptions. That would be good, actually, to get it on Channel 4.
Even just any terrestrial channel.
Don't worry, we're not being robbed. This is some slight background noise then. It's all good. I have to say, I'm looking forward to Formula W, especially getting a bigger coverage, and for it to be at the Grand Prix, I think will be really interesting.
And Formula E, the races so far have been great.
And the new cars for next year look amazing. They do actually look pretty good.
I did like them changing halfway through, but
it showed the flaws when the electric. But
now the batteries are improving, and as they improve, there's going to be longer races.
I just hope they can get tracks with a bit more straights.
Yeah,
more corner. You know, if they can use proper Grand Prix circuits, or even slightly shortened versions, I think. But they want to do them in the cities because
they
say it's easier. This is a crazy thing. You know, they want everyone to be able to get to them without all the tassels, so they're doing them. But I think it works maybe in a few places, but I don't know if it works. I mean, why can't they do Monaco? Uh-huh. Well, I know they do, to be fair, they do Monaco, but it's a much shortened circuit. But the new circuit's only 2 miles.
Edinburgh.
Yeah, I think the Greenies would allow you to do that. Yeah. Even that would be saying too much freedom, too much speed. They don't like things like that. You kind of think it's about time. I think Brands Hatch, that's easy to get to, really. And I think so. They could do the short circuit at Brands Hatch, but you've got some decent straights and some good overtaking possibilities.
We've had Alexander Sim. Won the first race. Have we had two or three different winners?
I think
so
Sam Bird not won a race as well. But he's right up in the championship.
Near, I don't think he did nearly.
Right. Oh, well.
He's bound to win one this year because that'll make him the only one to win every season so far.
Yeah. No, I think that's going to be really good. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see all the Formula One cars come along. Yeah. And I think they're going to be a little bit louder. I did think last year they were sounding a bit better. And I'm interested because one of the headlines as well, they were thinking about going to two-stroke cars. Was it Pat Simmons? Who's doing the design for the kind of potential for what they can look at. And he was saying, hey, they sound an awful lot better. They have a much higher rev range and they can be incredibly efficient. Right. So that would be something because we really need to get, we want a decent, loud, almost like a motorbike engine, you know, that kind of proper engine to make it sound really good again and give it the draw that I think it's been missing.
But quite a while. Can we ask the listeners what they think their highlights are going to be this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let us know. Mm-hmm. And put it in the comments or send us an email, info@qhattrick.com.
And what they'd like us to talk about.
Yes, or if you've got any special guests, or if you know of anyone who we think would be crazy enough to come on the show, then of course send them our way and we'll do our best to have a great interview with them.
I've got one more piece of news.
Okay, okay.
The Jim Clark Motorsport Museum along the road here, I think it's from next year, it's going to have Jim's Lotus 38, the 1967 IndyCar there.
Wow, now that is a very special car to see.
In STP Andy Granatelli colours, the red.
Wow. Yeah. See, that's the kind of car you might see at Goodwood, but to actually see it here. This is the thing about what the Motorsport Museum is doing. Yeah. You're beginning to get to see cars that you can only see at Goodwood or special occasions.
I think that'll come here once the Lotus 25 goes back. I think that was only here for 2 years.
Yeah.
So then we'll get the Lotus 30 after that. And I think from what I heard last Saturday, Dario's Cortina it's on permanent loan, but I don't think they'll keep it there all the time.
No, because they want to swap it around a bit and keep it all fresh. But no, so that's great. Well, that's fantastic. Well, I think we've had a lot in that show, certainly. Let us know what you think.
And I'll try and get some more updates on some of the points for next time.
No, that would be super. Remember, you can subscribe to the channel. And for any motorsport enthusiasts, make sure you let your family know and anyone else in the motorsport community who's not currently listening. It would be great to have you with us on the show. I will be doing more shows next week. I've got my Hattricks Orlando guy, which I'll do over the weekend. And we'll have more F1 news as it comes as well. So we'll try and be as quick as we can with the latest headlines and also with plenty of motorsport banter, as always. But thank you for joining with us. You've been watching Andrew Dixon, Hugh Hattrick. It's the Car Sim and Race Driver Show. Remember our motto, when you tell the policeman, I drive fast. But I try not to crash. See you next time. Bye just now.
Bye for now.
I've only been three lines, haven't I?